Thank you and good afternoon. Students at Humboldt State University conducted a walkout on the campus Tuesday afternoon in response to the university's recent firing of Indian Natural Resources and Engineering Program Director Jacqueline Bowman Thursday. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher provided the following statement, saying, "I know many students are upset and concerned about the personnel action we had to take, and I understand that they are frustrated that we cannot share details with them. What I want students to understand is that the university is committed to the STEM Center and the Intercept program within it. We are absolutely dedicated to supporting Native students and underrepresented students on this campus." Students, along with some faculty and staff, also protested on campus Monday, as many students believe the termination by the university was unfair. Eureka police are investigating a burglary incident that led to the discovery of a large amount of processed marijuana, hash, and firearms. Eureka police officers responded to a residence on Cooper Lane after they received a call that an audible alarm was going off in the residence early this morning. When officers entered the house, they saw no one inside, but they did locate 140 pounds of processed bud, along with 7 ounces of hash and 4 firearms, including an AK-47 rifle. There was no one at home at the time of the incident, and no arrests have been made, and the investigation continues. Detectives from the sheriff's office have opened an investigation into a report of a sexual assault that occurred in Lolita Saturday evening. Detectives are working with officials from Fortuna High School, officials who reported the suspected assault to the sheriff's office. School officials are conducting an administrative investigation into the incident, in which it was reported that a female juvenile had been sexually assaulted by 2 male juveniles. No arrests have been made, and anyone with information is asked to contact the authorities. The California Highway Patrol has issued another statement reminding drivers to slow down, and that message has been reinforced by Officer Matt Harvey with the series of storms that are moving through the region.
We want to remind motorists to slow down and allow more distance between you and the vehicles in front of you. A lot of these crashes we see during the rainy season are simply a result of motorists driving too fast and not allowing enough stopping distance between them and the vehicle in front of them.
Officer Harvey also went on to say that there were 3 separate accidents on the 101 Tuesday afternoon.
We did just take a collision yesterday afternoon involving multiple vehicles northbound 101 at Tompkins Hill. It was a result of rain and wet roadways, and as a result of that collision, 3 more collisions occurred in the same area, all as a result of wet roadways.
The series of storms are expected to continue into next week, and drivers are reminded to slow down and drive according to the conditions, which this morning have meant everything from heavy downpours to light persistent rain. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The sheriff's office issued an update on the ongoing investigation into the cause of death of a body found near a known transient camping area near Garberville. A 911 call was placed on Tuesday morning, and sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and did indeed find human remains that were partially covered. Detectives and the coroner's office were called next, and an investigation into the cause of death has been opened. Lieutenant Steve Knight of the sheriff's office said that there are only a few details available.
At this time, the coroner's office cannot identify the gender of the victim. We have no identity on the deceased. Detectives in the coroner's office are working on that, nor do we have any cause of death at this point in time.
Lieutenant Knight went on to say that an autopsy will be conducted in the coming days in an effort to identify the remains and determine the cause of death. The County Administrator's Office issued a press release on Tuesday announcing that the Humboldt County government has once again been recognized for its excellence by the California State Association of Counties. Humboldt County was recognized with the Challenge Award for the effectiveness of its series of public meetings regarding the county budget. The public participated in those meetings, and feedback from the public was used as the Board of Supervisors crafted the budget package. The county was also recognized with a merit award for its mobile outreach program, which is administrated by County Health and Human Services. The program is aimed at the homeless in outlying areas who may not be receiving necessary services. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.